Now turn to part two. You will hear part of a lecture about ancient Egyptian ships and an attempt to reconstruct one. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
We know that the ancient Egyptians built ships, but until recently, people thought these were just for river transport. For example, the remains of an elegant wooden ship 4,500 years old were found by the Great Pyramid, but this wouldn't have been strong enough to go out to sea. However, archaeologists working at the desert site of Mersa Gowasis on the shores of the Red Sea, about 160 kilometers from the famous temples of Luxor, have recently started uncovering amazing artifacts, things like stone anchors and planks of wood that were once part of ships. And they now believe this was the site of a harbor from where ships sailed down the Red Sea. They believe the ships were sent out by Hatshepsut, a woman who ruled over Egypt 3,500 years ago. She already had a strong army, but to retain her power as pharaoh, she had to have the backing of the priests. And one way of getting this was to provide them with the incense they burned during religious ceremonies. This wasn't available in Egypt, so she had it brought in by ship. Support for this theory comes from carvings made at the time of sailing ships with their crew, sails and cargo all shown in amazing detail. So a team attempted to reconstruct one of these ships to find out whether it actually could carry out a sea voyage. They started by examining both the remains of the river ship and the carvings of Hatshepsut's ships to find out as much as they could about the design of ships. They were surprised to find that while modern shipbuilders start by constructing a framework and then build the ship round it, the ancient Egyptian shipbuilders didn't do this. Instead, the planks of wood which formed the outside of the ship were carefully shaped so that they all fitted together. Constructing the whole thing out of so many differently shaped pieces of wood must have been rather like trying to solve a puzzle, but on a huge scale, and without knowing if there was actually a solution or not. This was true for both the river ships and for seagoing ships, but in other ways there were differences in their construction. For example, the pieces of wood on the river ship had holes in at regular intervals, not for nails, as in modern ships, but for ropes to add more support and keep the planks from coming apart. But there was no evidence of this on the carvings of the seagoing ships. Instead, they relied solely on wooden joints. Reconstruction of the ship required massive pieces of wood. Egypt has never been a great place to find giant trees, and the pharaohs used cedar trunks imported from Lebanon. But today, the cedars of Lebanon are rare, so the timber was imported from France, from 150-year-old Douglas fir trees. The actual building of the ship was carried out by the Lama family, several brothers who run a shipyard in Egypt and have a lot of experience with modern wooden ships. Rather than the archaeologists providing them with a written two-dimensional plan, they provided the brothers with a model of what was required. No one's built a ship like this for 3,000 years, but the Lama brothers were able to understand the way it all fitted together and translate this to the real thing. Once the ship was built, one problem remained. There were still cracks between the planks of wood, which would mean that it'd leak when it was floated on water. Modern wooden ships use epoxy resin, but that wasn't available 3,000 years ago, so they decided to use beeswax instead. They knew the ancient Egyptians were familiar with this and that they used it on their furniture. So finally, the ship was ready. The inscriptions on the carvings had said that the seafaring ships were constructed on the River Nile, and that they were taken apart again, plank by plank, and carried across the desert to the Red Sea by donkey. But the research team decided to cheat a little here, and instead of dismantling the ship, they loaded the entire thing onto a truck and drove it there. So at last, they were ready to launch the ship. But they'd no idea how it would perform.
Now you will hear part two again.
We know that the ancient Egyptians built ships, but until recently people thought these were just for river transport. For example, the remains of an elegant wooden ship 4,500 years old were found by the Great Pyramid, but this wouldn't have been strong enough to go out to sea. However, archaeologists working at the desert site of Mirsa Gowasis on the shores of the Red Sea, about 160 kilometers from the famous temples of Luxor, have recently started uncovering amazing artifacts, things like stone anchors and planks of wood that were once part of ships. And they now believe this was the site of a harbor from where ships sailed down the Red Sea. They believe the ships were sent out by Hatshepsut, a woman who ruled over Egypt 3,500 years ago. She already had a strong army, but to retain her power as pharaoh, she had to have the backing of the priests. And one way of getting this was to provide them with the incense they burned during religious ceremonies. This wasn't available in Egypt, so she had it brought in by ship. Support for this theory comes from carvings made at the time of sailing ships with their crew, sails and cargo all shown in amazing detail. So a team attempted to reconstruct one of these ships to find out whether it actually could carry out a sea voyage. They started by examining both the remains of the river ship and the carvings of Hatshepsut's ships to find out as much as they could about the design of ships. They were surprised to find that while modern shipbuilders start by constructing a framework and then build the ship round it, the ancient Egyptian shipbuilders didn't do this. Instead, the planks of wood which formed the outside of the ship were carefully shaped so that they all fitted together. Constructing the whole thing out of so many differently shaped pieces of wood must have been rather like trying to solve a puzzle, but on a huge scale, and without knowing if there was actually a solution or not. This was true for both the river ships and for seagoing ships, but in other ways there were differences in their construction. For example, the pieces of wood on the river ship had holes in at regular intervals, not for nails as in modern ships, but for ropes to add more support and keep the planks from coming apart. But there was no evidence of this on the carvings of the seagoing ships. Instead, they relied solely on wooden joints. Reconstruction of the ship required massive pieces of wood. Egypt has never been a great place to find giant trees, and the pharaohs used cedar trunks imported from Lebanon. But today, the cedars of Lebanon are rare, so the timber was imported from France, from 150-year-old Douglas fir trees. The actual building of the ship was carried out by the Lama family, several brothers who run a shipyard in Egypt and have a lot of experience with modern wooden ships. Rather than the archaeologists providing them with a written two-dimensional plan, they provided the brothers with a model of what was required. No one's built a ship like this for 3,000 years, but the Lama brothers were able to understand the way it all fitted together and translate this to the real thing. Once the ship was built, one problem remained. There were still cracks between the planks of wood, which would mean that it'd leak when it was floated on water. Modern wooden ships use epoxy resin, but that wasn't available 3,000 years ago, so they decided to use beeswax instead. They knew the ancient Egyptians were familiar with this and that they used it on their furniture. So finally, the ship was ready. The inscriptions on the carvings had said that the seafaring ships were constructed on the River Nile, and that they were taken apart again, plank by plank, and carried across the desert to the Red Sea by donkey. But the research team decided to cheat a little here, and instead of dismantling the ship, they loaded the entire thing onto a truck and drove it there. So at last, they were ready to launch the ship. But they'd no idea how it would perform.
That is the end of part 2.